In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. The miracle of today, when our Lord Jesus Christ opened the eyes of Bartimaeus, the blind, was one of many other miracles that the Lord performed to open the eyes. But the greatest among them is the miracle that we will hear tomorrow about the man who was born blind. But let us meditate here for a few minutes about this miracle, preparing ourselves for the lessons that we learn tomorrow about the other miracle. Our Lord Jesus Christ was going to Jericho, or from Jericho, for Zacchaeus and for the other people. Among them were the Pharisees and the sinners, whom the Lord was fond to sit with them, to let them repent and change their lives and to forgive their sins. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and great multitudes, just we want to remind ourselves with what happened last week when in one of the days of the Great Lent. When our Lord was going to Jericho, he opened two blind men. And when he was going out of Jericho, he opened the Bartimaeus' eyes. It means that the Lord wants to open the eyes of everyone. But actually, not these eyes. He wants to open the eyes of our hearts from inside. And I'll give you the proof. When Bartimaeus heard that our Lord Jesus Christ was passing by, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." What's the meaning of this word? All the Jews knew that Jesus was officially son of Joseph, the carpenter. But this blind man, while his eyes were closed, his heart was opened. He believed that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of David. Not everyone knew that. They just said to him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. But he believed in his heart that this Jesus is the one that the whole world was waiting for, is the Messiah, is the man who will fulfill all the prophets' sayings and all the prophecies and signs of the Old Testament. That's why he cried out here and said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Have mercy on me also is not something you say man to man. Have mercy on me is said mainly to the Lord. Is a part of prayer. And from this, the church took this word to repeat it hundreds of times. Kyrie eleison, have mercy upon us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. It's not just a word to say to Jesus, it was a prayer to Jesus. And this teaches us, how did the church recognize the importance of this prayer and repeated it? In our Coptic church, we say it 41 times every hour. 41 times every hour means 7 times 41. Multiply it. شوف بقى يبقى قد ايه. Before he said that, he was begging from the people. He was begging from the people. But now, he is not begging. He is praying to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, as much as the people were asking him to keep silent or quiet, he was crying out all the more. It means that he was crying out from all his heart, Son of David, have mercy on me. And then Jesus came to him and said, what do you want me to do for you? As I said a few days ago, expectedly, he could have asked him, give me some money. Or I heard about you because you perform a great miracle, you fed the multitudes with 2 fish and 5 loaves. Give me 1 piece of bread and 1 fish. When I eat, it comes back. When I eat, it comes back. So as not to beg from the people. Or give me some gold. Huh? To stop begging. To stay at home at least. To stop being ashamed of begging from the people. Every day on the road. But he was clever. He recognized that Jesus of Nazareth can do much more than that. He said to him, Rabbuni, I want to receive my sight. That I may receive my sight. I had a sermon last week, meditating about that. He said, suppose that you send to Bill Gates, the second richest man in the whole world, and ask him to donate to you $100. What is that? The preacher said, until Bill Gates reads this letter, the secretaries who have salary much more than the 100, this letter may cost him $1,000. And then he donates you $100. If you have multimillionaire and you want to ask him, you cannot ask him just $100. If you have the Lord of Lords, the Messiah, the Savior, the Redeemer, do not beg from him. Ask him, whoever cannot give you what you want, accept him. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why this blind man, as I said 10 days ago, الرجل الأعمى ده طلع مفتح. طلع clever. طلع more clever than all the people around Jesus. He said to him, give me my sight back. And immediately Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. This is the lesson that we want to learn today. Do not ask Jesus whatever the people can give you, or whatever you can have by your hands or by your work. Yes, it's good to ask him to solve your problems, to help you in the exams. It's good to ask him to heal your sickness. But all of that is good and blessing. But you can do it through his blessing, through the people. But the things that no one in the whole world can give you is the forgiveness of your sins. That's why if we are open-minded enough, if we are not like this blind man, or even having the faith of this man, what we need actually is to ask him the forgiveness of our sins, to ask him to give us purity, to ask him to help us to repent from all our hearts, to ask him to give us inner peace, the peace which no one can give you. As the Lord said to his disciples, "The peace that I give you, no one can give you. My peace I give you, my peace I leave with you." This is what we want to learn today. When you pray, I will not ask you to stop praying for your even needs, but all of these are available. That's why the Lord asked us, saying, "All the nations, all the Gentiles, ask for food, for dress, for healing. But ask or seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this will be given to you over that." Let us pray from all our hearts during the few remaining days until we come to the Holy Week, to open our hearts to him and repent from all our hearts, confess, asking him to give the forgiveness of our sins, asking him to overcome our blindness spiritually, and to open the eyes of our hearts to see his wonders. Glory be to God forever. Amen.